check your watch jackets, fans. It's Shelly Time with Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Sponsored by Mumu Express Car Wash, proud partner of the Columbus Blue Jackets.
All right, time for a visit with our good buddy Jody Shelley. A little bit of Shelley time here on a Thursday. Jackets and Lightning tonight. Well, Jody, it's the Lightning, so I guess we just roll out the puck and we win 3-2, 4-1, something like that. We seem to own them.
Yeah, we own them. That sounds like a good plan. Let's get this going.
Fair. Maybe we have to bribe this to change the rest of the schedule that way. Just Lightning it the
That'd
way
be nice.
It's crazy. I mean,
we're already reduced. Well, who cares? We don't need to play the Blackhawks, just the Lightning.
Jody, three of our 11 regulation wins are against Tampa Bay.
Well, you got to think about that. I mean, you know, when you're a top-tier team, you bring the best out of everyone. That's another factor, a tough factor, being the best at anything, is that every single game you play, the other team is fired up. And, you know, Tampa, yeah, a couple of years ago ran the regular season. And that was even more impressive because everyone wants to measure themselves against the best. And for the Blue Jackets, there's actually some fire there, some juice. Coaches don't like each other. The players don't like each other. Playoffs, you know, you saw when Tampa, Braden Point scored that goal in five overtimes. There was a tremendous amount of relief that they actually beat the Blue Jackets because they swept them the previous playoff series. So the history is there. The Blue Jackets match up well against them. There's a game plan. And they look sharp. And, you know, against Chicago on a Tuesday night in February, no, they haven't looked sharp. Against Detroit, it's just, I'm not saying that there's, you know, it's something they're thinking about, but there's human nature involved. When you're playing the Patriots, I'm sure Laurinaitis, I mean, when you get to play the best, you bring it when you're bringing the best. When you're going after the best quarterback, you're probably a little quicker.
Well, I tried. I certainly tried. We got blown out, but I tried, Jody. I did my best.
Well, you were fired up. I know it.
Oh, absolutely fired up. But so what was the difference? You know, what was the difference on Tuesday besides just Tampa being Tampa? You know, what did you see out of the team that said, yeah, I mean, because it wasn't a fluky, you know, it wasn't, for one, it didn't seem like the laborious, as I described it to Bo, where it just seemed so difficult to score. It didn't seem like a laborious, you know, 2-1 eked it out kind of victory. It seemed like now Corpy played great, and we had plenty of opportunities as well. I mean, hitting posts, great chances. Just what was different for Columbus on Tuesday?
Corpy played great. The goalie's got to play great every night. I mean, that's part of this whole formula. I mean, you're not going anywhere if a goalie lets spots one a night. So Corpy played exactly how he's supposed to play. They got the first goal from a guy that they didn't expect to score from in Dalpy. That ignites the building, ignites the bench, and now you're not chasing the game. And the Blue Jackets are a defensive structured team waiting for an opportunity. They got impatient the two previous games for a minute and 56 seconds the previous one. Very small windows where the opposition scored two quick goals, and you're standing there saying, what just happened? So two bad shifts in a row put them out of the previous two games. So when you look at how they started the game, you know, and they've started, their first period hasn't been terrible at all the last few games. It's the second period which has gotten away from them. So they played well in the first. They had the lead. They were able to lock it down and just focus on frustrating, focus on being above the puck. You know, when Korpisalo would make the save, there'd be no rebound. So they played a sharp defensive minded game, which we've seen in spurts the past five, but playing with the lead allowed them with that run support to keep the defensive focus up and not have to think about scoring that next goal. So that was a huge benefit, but you know, they just got on their game right away, and they match up well against this team. I don't know why, but they play with speed and a little more carefree. And when you see Max Domi playing carefree and guys like Dalpe and Savard scoring goals in the past few, you know, it relaxes everybody. I think that really helped.
This Boone Jenner thing, man.
Yeah.
Just stinks. It stinks. I mean, he's been playing so many minutes. He's such a heartbeat guy. What are you hearing? You know, Torts obviously seemed like, you know, not optimistic.
No, he's out. He's rest of the season, he's out. He's got that broken hand. He's had surgery, so he's done. And that's, you know, you lose him. He's the guy that wins those defensive zone faceoffs. He blocks shots. He kills penalties. If you're on the bench with Boone Jenner or you're watching him practice or on the ice and you're not having a great day, well, I'll tell you what. You watch him and be around him because he's such a good dude. And you're like, man, I want to go hard right now because this guy is not, there's no sense of let up in his game. So that leadership is going to be missed, and his effort and the way he plays the game. I mean, if you buy a ticket to watch the Blue Jackets, you feel pretty good about having Boone Jenner on your team, and that's a big loss right now.
Jody, a bunch of my friends that are Jackets fans are wondering, or just sports fans in general, are they still selling? That's, you know, the idea is a lot of them, they want the team to kind of sell, and they have a decision tonight as a sports fan in Columbus, Ohio, with the Crew playing and the Jackets playing. If the Jackets are selling anyway, regardless of the game tonight, if they're going to sell next week, you know, do you tune in or do you watch the Crew? Do you think this team is selling regardless of a win, or is it still up in the air?
I'm not sure. It depends on the value they can get. I mean, I look at Yarmo and I think that he's a guy that if the trade is absolutely right, he does it. You know what I mean? But I don't think he's out there pushing pieces away. I think he's saying,
right,
you want to blow my socks off today, there's something to maybe be talk about. But until what is it, Monday at 3? No, I don't think there's anything pressing right now. It's got to be a sweet deal. So I don't think anything's been decided. I really don't. You know, I'm an optimistic guy.
Yeah, and there's still some time between now and then. Take me in the skates of a player with the trade deadline looming. And is it anxiety? Do you want it to be just over? How do you approach it when you're one of these guys and you know that this thing's coming and all of a sudden in 72 hours you may have to move your family, uproot? What's that like?
Well, it's really interesting because, you know teams are watching. Everybody's asking you as far as your dad, your parents, your friends, your family, your neighbors. You know, I hear this. So it's front and center in your mind when you're practicing, when you're around your teammates. I remember when I got traded from San Jose, I knew I was getting traded. And it was the weirdest thing how, you know, I'd be at the card table on the plane and you know, just kind of waiting for a phone call. But I'd be in the lineup, too, playing and giving my best, knowing that, hey, maybe, you know, that team that's watching me is in the building tonight. So you feel a little bit separated. And yet, at one point, you know, I think I knew for 2 weeks, you kind of felt like guys were kind of feeling anxious for it to be done for you. There's a little bit of that. But personally, you just kind of go to work and say, it's probably just noise and it's not something that I'm hoping happens. And you get excited. I mean, when Nick Foligno hears Toronto, I'm sure there's a little bit of excitement there. I mean, that's a team that might win the Stanley Cup. It's a team that his dad played for, you know what I mean? Like, so there's a little bit of that. But I think you go through all the gamut of the emotions. And really, like tonight, you just come and go to work and hope you stay healthy. And hopefully, I know Nick personally wants to make the Blue Jackets buyers, and that's been his focus and the group's focus the past month and a half, is force their hand to be buyers. So he's holding out hope to stay here, and of course that'd be great for everyone.
Jody, real quick, Bo and I have been discussing a lot about how the hockey fan in Columbus today is a lot wiser and has a lot loftier expectations. I mean, that's to be expected, right, for this fan base and for this organization. I mean, it's one thing, what, maybe 5 years ago, whatever, to be, yay, we made the playoffs. It's been a couple of years in a row. Woo, we won a series. But I get the feeling, and I'm sure you get it too, being immersed with the fans. Just the idea is, now let's get a contender, right? It's a next step. And I find myself battling this, watching this team. Because when I turn it on tonight, I want the team to win. And then I'm going to get my hopes up. And I don't know if that's a good thing or not, because then I'm like, oh, Blackhawks, what an opportunity to make a run, pull some down away from them, get some points. Let's go. Let's start something because I want to watch playoff hockey because I love playoff hockey. And damn it, get us in the tournament. Who knows what can happen? But then there's this other side of me that says, is this team really winning a series? And so that's where I'm at right now, and I think that's where a lot of Jackets fans are. But they're right to feel that way now, right? There's no celebrations down nationwide for just making the playoffs anymore.
No, there's not. And that's the standard that's been set. That's the expectations. We got the buzz when we saw the handshake line with Tampa and Columbus. That's a major deal. When you watch the other team leave, and that the biggest part of that was it was Tampa and they were the best. And that was the year to go. Like, that was it, right? That set the bar so high. And the expectations are real because I see them in the locker room. It's not just lip service. I see it. I hear it. I feel it. They understand how fun it is. I mean, to be a player this time of year, when playoffs is usually starting today, you got flip-flops on going to the rink in Columbus, Ohio, and the fans are out. It's just excitement. So it's not just that. It's the fact of going to win a Stanley Cup. I think we understand that Columbus, Ohio, is a sports city of excellence. There is an expectation all across the city to win. And it's because of the Buckeyes and what you guys do there and how you guys win and how you guys are the best in the nation. And I think that, you know, Columbus with hockey, yeah, it's been slowly coming along, but I agree with you. There is an expectations. The expectations now, are now to win. You got to win. You got to get to the finals. You got to go to, you know, have a real chance at the Stanley Cup. That's how you solve a lot of these issues that we've talked about over the year. Why are players leaving? You know, different things like that. Win. Go get it done. It might take, I don't know what it's going to take now, where we sit right now, but Yarmo's doing his work because that's their goal. It's not just a poster of a Stanley Cup on a wall. They want to bring it here.
Simply put and well stated, my friend. I agree with you very much. Appreciate your time as always. The great Jody Shelley.
All right, guys.
Shelley time.
Have a great day. Enjoy the Masters weekend.
Absolutely, yeah. Good time for it. Always good time to have a little Shelley time, and we do it every time the Jackets play.